This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Lori London. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been urging by his defense secretaries and an ex-premier to allow Ukraine to use long-range missiles inside Russian territory, even without U.S. backing, according to the Sunday Times. The foreign ministers of the group of seven industrialized powers condemned Saturday in the strongest terms Iran's export of Russia's procurement of Iranian ballistic missiles. Iran has provided Russia with a large number of powerful surface-to-surface ballistic missiles, deepening the military cooperation between the two countries, which are both under U.S. sanctions. At least 64 people were feared dead following a boat accident on a river in Zamfara State in northwest Nigeria. According to local officials, the wooden boat carrying 70 farmers capsized as it was transporting them across the river to their farmlands close to Gummy Town on Saturday morning. Russian officials are threatening the West with an uncontrolled escalation of war with Ukraine and the destruction of Kyiv as Western leaders were discussing whether to allow Ukraine to use their weapons for strikes deep into Russian territory. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky late Friday said his plan to achieve victory depended on Washington's decision, a clear reference to the authorization for long-range strikes that Kyiv has sought for from NATO allies. Mexican authorities logged seven homicides in the western state of Sinaloa on Friday, the latest plague of violence in an area with increasingly frequent shootouts. This is VOA News. Three Americans, two Spaniards, and a Czech citizen were arrested Saturday after Venezuelan officials accused them of coming to the South American country to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro. The arrests were announced on state television by the nation's powerful interior minister. A group of eight people died during a failed attempt to cross the English Channel from northern France, according to French maritime authorities Sunday. The incident occurred Saturday just before midnight when authorities spotted a boat carrying dozens in distress near a beach in the northern town of Ambleteuse. Meanwhile, escalations in the nearly year-long war in Gaza continue as Yemen strikes a missile into Israel and Israel hints that it will respond militarily, while regional leaders at a UN General Assembly have been calling for restraint. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhad al-Saud said all Arab leaders should encourage and urge Israel to stop bombarding Gaza and agree to some sort of ceasefire. Meanwhile, that missile fired by Yemen's Iran-backed rebels landed in an open area in central Israel on early Sunday and triggered air raid sirens at an international airport. The head of NATO's military committee said Saturday Ukraine has solid legal and military right to strike deep inside Russia to gain combat advantage, reflecting the beliefs of a number of U.S. allies. Storm Iliana has weakened to a tropical depression, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm formed Thursday off of Mexico's Pacific coast as it moved ashore, making landfall on the coast of the Mexican state of Sinaloa Saturday, a day after pounding the resort region of Los Cabos. And Shogun could be in for an epic night. The bear could clean up for the first time in less than a year, and baby reindeer has gone from dark horse to contender as the 76th Primetime Emmy Awards arrive on Sunday. I'm Lori London, VOA News, Washington.